Deliverance comes. That very night deliverance came. The angel of the Lord went out, and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. All the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria were slain. Tidings of this terrible judgment upon the army that had been sent to take Jerusalem soon reached Sennacherib, who was still guarding the approach to Judea from Egypt. Stricken with fear, the Assyrian king hasted to depart and returned with shame of face to his own land. But he had not long to reign. In harmony with the prophecy concerning his sudden end, he was assassinated by those of his own home, and Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. The God of the Hebrews had prevailed. His honor was vindicated in the eyes of the surrounding nations. In Jerusalem the people were filled with holy joy. Their entreaties for deliverance had been mingled with confession of sin and with many tears. They had trusted wholly in the power of God to save, and he had not failed them. The temple courts resounded with songs of solemn praise. The stout-hearted were stripped of their spoil, they sank into sleep. All the men of war were unable to use their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But thou, terrible art thou. Who can stand before thee, when once thy anger is roused? Make your vows to the Lord your God, and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts. To him who is to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of princes, who is terrible to the kings of the earth. RSV.